Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The lead coming up in about 40 minutes. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin back on Afternoon Drive. We'll have all the big storylines of the day. Plumpty Podesta back to baseball, nerd. We'll also talk about
Brian. You're out of here. It's strike three!
The first two, actually all three strikes are the Deshaun Watson trade.
So just one, two, three, not even swinging the bat.
And
either.
Then there was strike four, never moved to Cleveland. Strike five, the curly hair. I don't know, I mean, straighten that out. The sixth one, being a baseball guy in a football town. Get the you-know-what out. Cut it out. Little Dave Coulier
full
there.
Full house there, yeah, got that one.
Yeah, Dave Coulier. Let's put some respect on that name. Man's fighting the C word. Now, all this being said, it's time to dive right into the quarterback conversation 2026, 2027. The Browns' own crappy quarterback situation, and to talk about all the many things. We head out of the fan hotline, NBC Sports and NFL Stock Exchange podcasts. Connor Rogers joins us right now. Connor, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
I feel a little bit better after the DePodesta leaving Cleveland thing. I don't know if that registers on your side of things, but we're feeling great today.
Was he that much of an evil character amongst the quiet personnel circles over there?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was just baseball guy running a football organization really upset a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, right? It's always, you know, I've been covering the draft for a long time, and it's always fascinating to learn behind the scenes, like, what people actually do in the roles they're in scouting. Sometimes you're pleasantly surprised. Sometimes you realize people are, maybe not qualified or overhyped by assumptions. So I get that feeling of why it's easy to do. And, you know, obviously the baseball aspect is a much more bigger comfort level for him, for sure.
Well, we're just happy he's gone. All right, Connor, let's get to the quarterback class to start this. Obviously, the Browns have two first-round picks. As of right now, neither Dylan Gabriel nor Shador Sanders have separated themselves or done anything of any consequence on the football field. So we'll start here. How many potential first-round quarterbacks are you seeing right now?
I think three are really in the conversation, and I would bet a large amount of money that not all three declare. I would actually even say it's closer that two of the three don't declare. And, you know, that's Ty Simpson at Alabama, who's really played his way into this conversation this year. And I always kind of caveat this with a lot of these guys. You know, Fernando Mendoza from Indiana is the next one, and Dante Moore from Oregon is the other one, is that these guys have not played a ton of football, especially Simpson and Moore. Where what we see these next couple months here in big games is really going to matter so much when you're evaluating one-year starters. For Mendoza, it's a little different because he did transfer from Cal where he played, although I still think there's questions about him as well. So I think if the draft was today and all three of those guys declared, all three would go in the first round. And there's a lot of reasons to like all three, as much as you always get a little scared off by the one-year starters, specifically in Moore and Simpson. And then I think the reality is, I don't think Arch Manning is going to declare. I don't think he should. I don't think Lenore Sellers is going to declare from South Carolina, and I don't think he should. And I think that people are already doing what they always do, understandably, getting very excited for the following year, where we're going to have Julian Sain from Ohio State in that conversation, and maybe C.J. Carr from Notre Dame, and, you know, on and on the wheel kind of spins, guys.
It sounds like, you know, last year it felt like a lot of people were discussing, like, oh, 2026, that'll be the draft, and you got a good draft pick, but you just missed in 2025. And now it feels like we're not even to 2026, and we're doing the same conversation that we just did last year, and people are just moving it to, like,
why?
Yeah, why is that?
Because it's easy to poke holes in guys when you actually have real tape on them. This happens every year, right? It's easy to get excited with flashes, but then when it's time to, you know, get down to brass tacks and evaluate them on a bigger sample size, you're going to find more flaws. It's the hardest position in sports. So, you know, that's not every year. I remember summer scouting before Caleb and Drake May's year, and that year was what I would call a little bit of an outlier year. Like, you watch the tape of Caleb Williams and Drake May and even Michael Penix and Bo Nix going into their last seasons, and you're like, man, there's a lot here with these guys. And then Jaden Daniels played his way all the way up, and J.J. McCarthy went earlier than anyone expected. That's not normal, right? It's not normal for that. Usually you go into a year, like, Arch Manning was deemed, you know, the number one overall pick, and a rough start to the season. He started to turn it around. Once again, I don't think he's going to declare, but it's just when you have more games, it's so easy to poke holes in the hardest position to play.
So if I can glean from this, you think Simpson and Moore will go back to college, and that means Mendoza comes out. When you look at Fernando Mendoza, do you see superstar? Do you see star? Do you see good starting quarterback? What do you see as the potential ceiling there?
More of good starting quarterback, right? Because I don't think he has the playmaking ability out of structure with the raw athleticism to be the superstar. I mean, look at the superstars in the league right now. They can really do it all. It's, you know, Mahomes, Josh Allen, of course, Lamar Jackson when healthy. Burrow's a little different because I think Burrow is such a ridiculously elite processor, and I think even Burrow buys himself more time than Mendoza does, and that's going back to when, you know, he was a prospect as well. I think Mendoza's got a good arm and size, and I think he plays really well within the offense, that he understands exactly what he's supposed to do as a point guard. I think he can make the challenging throws. He runs a little bit in college, but that's not going to be his game at the NFL level. You're going to hear a lot, and I haven't landed here yet, but you're going to hear a lot of people draw back comparisons to Jared Goff kind of players. Now, you know, going back to the original point here, it probably makes the most sense for him to go back to Oregon. They could pay him a ton of money and continue to get bigger and stronger and better. Simpson is a little bit more 50-50, and here's why. And I don't have a direct source on this down at the school, but he's somebody that he was a five-star recruit. He sat for 3 years, all at Alabama, which you love. He didn't just ping-pong around schools looking to play. He's prepared to be the, you know, as the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Backup at Alabama before he got his chance to start, and now you're seeing those five-star tools pan out in Alabama's offense, and I think he's a really good processor. He sees things really well pre-snap. He will challenge the middle of the field. I think Simpson actually has a chance to be like, is he a strike while the iron is hot kind of guy, and we have a draft that Mendoza and him go in two of the first three picks.
Connor, I'm curious. Someone like yourself, you had Jadore as the number two quarterback last year, and then you had Dylan Gabriel as the 10th quarterback in your class. When you see that, and then you see how the Browns have gone through this, where the entire stretch of the way, they have told you and everyone that will listen that Dylan Gabriel is better than Jadore, and Jadore is too far behind, and they've continued to play Dylan Gabriel. What is your reaction when your rankings would have suggested otherwise?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, right? Because they do have the issue that they took one player two rounds earlier than the other, and it's not like they took one player in the fifth round and another in the seventh round. They took one on day two, and day two picks usually get a decent run to see if they can show you anything. And Shador was a day three flyer, and just because I thought he was a better player than that, you know, and I think it's a little easier for me doing this from a broad picture. Evaluating a largely the talent, and I think what Shador is he didn't fall just because of talent. I think there's a lot more reasons there. Maybe teams didn't want to put up with the sideshow or whatever it is. I just saw Shador make more pro throws at the college level in bigger spots, it felt like, than Dylan Gabriel. And that's nothing against Dylan Gabriel, that played at a big program in Oregon and I think always punched above his weight class for not a big guy. But it's an offense that, you know, puts enough talent around you and a system that can hide some of your deficiencies where, listen, Shador has his problems too. He holds onto the ball forever. He takes way too many sacks. He needs to play faster. But I also think Shador is much better throwing the ball outside the numbers and in the middle of the field than Dylan Gabriel ever was. So they're in that building every day seeing both guys. So hopefully they're being honest with that process and saying we think one guy is much more ready than the other. I would be fascinated to know what you guys, I'm sure the calls you guys get are outrageous. I'd be curious to know what you guys feel. But if it just based on talent, Shador Sanders at least has a shot in this league to hang around as a starting quarterback. I never projected Dylan Gabriel as anything more than a backup.
I think our take was pretty, JP and I were in lockstep, and well, what I think was particularly frustrating is Shador looked good in every opportunity he was given in camp, when we watched him in camp, and in the preseason until the Rams game. And then I think there was the Rams game became the prevailing take, whereas Dylan looked awful in practice in camp and in his first preseason exposure, and then got into that last game, looked passable. And then the Browns kind of used that to see that we were right about this, and that kind of informed their season. Am I off on anything?
No, you're right. And Connor, I think that's part of the reason why I wanted to bring it up is because I wanted to know if you just think it's as pull your hair out frustratingly mad as we do, the idea that you spend so much of your time and so much of your energy, and I think you capped it right. And as of right now, you're being proven right because Dylan is not playing good football, but they continued to tell you otherwise for months on end. And I'm sure you had a lot of people in your mentions being like, what happened here?
Yeah, exactly. And I, you know, it's a weird one, right? Because it's not like I evaluated Shador as this surefire top 20 pick or anything like that. And I try to really avoid doing the quarterback curve exercise. I thought Cam Ward was definitely in a league of his own, and Jackson Dart's playing better than anybody ever anticipated. While, you know, we're going to get a look at Tyler Shuck. But I do think there's something there where, you know, sometimes teams just totally overreact to the situation. And it feels like, if you're the Browns right now, you need to get a look at everything you possibly can, because you're going to be going into a draft where you might have to make another quarterback decision. And I wouldn't want to go into that draft saying, well, I never even got a look at Shador. Well, then why'd you even draft him, right? And this is a larger conversation way at the top. Where was the divide on who wanted him, who didn't? What was the plan for him? Did they have one for him? And that's a very, very frustrating conversation for me as somebody that evaluates all these players every year. I try to get to well over 300, and I feel like I, especially getting to talk to, you know, about 45 of them one-on-one at the combine each year, I generally have a good idea of what guys can and can't do, what the development plan should be for them, and it just blows my mind. Billion-dollar organizations, and this isn't crediting me, it's really just discrediting them, billion-dollar organizations with massive staff and all these things don't have the right plan for all these guys, or put guys in, you know, square pegs and round hole situations. And it just feels like the Shador case is it kind of a waste of everyone's time. Is that egregious to say?
No. To this point, in until they play him, it sure feels like we've wasted a lot of time on this one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's, you know, and I watch their offense as much as I can with Dylan Gabriel. And you can't live in the NFL that way, man. Like you can't. It's, you know, it's a very, very hard way to play football. And it wasn't that hard of a projection. I think the consensus was that was the kind of quarterback he was going to have to be at the NFL level, and a guy that maybe spot starts for you at times, but they're giving him a genuine run to show, like, can he be anything more than that? And third-round capital is third-round capital. It's not a lotto ticket pick. You should be able to get some kind of decent player with that selection in a good front office.
Yeah, I was really frustrated because I really like Charles Grant out of William & Mary as a developmental offensive line piece. Can I ask you, as offensive line and defensive line is where I tend to watch, I never proclaim myself as a tape watcher, but if I do, I focus on the trenches because that's just what I believe is most important outside of quarterback. I'm surprised that there's a kid out of Utah, Caleb Lamu, who I've watched a couple times now, and he looks like a prototypical NFL tackle, and every ranking I've seen of him or every mock draft has him as like the 16th pick, the 20th pick, the 25th pick. I'm just surprised why, given the scarcity of great left tackles, I'm not sure if you've done work on him, why a kid like that hasn't maybe shot up to be a potential top 10 pick yet.
No, it's a good call out for sure. Lamu is somebody that we heavily evaluated throughout summer scouting. I believe this is only his third year in college. I want to say he's a redshirt sophomore. Yep. I had him as the sixth best tackle in the draft from our summer rankings out of, I believe I evaluated 15. So, and honestly, a little bit of a slower start to the year, but he's really turned it on this last month is what I've noticed, or at least over the second half of their season so far, which should be expected for a redshirt sophomore that I think in the spring, he's probably only about 300 pounds, and he's going to play at 320, 315 in the NFL. He's got that kind of frame for a youngster. I think he's 6'6". You know, and Spencer Fano, their other tackle, is projected as a potential first-round pick as well. So Utah has bookends at tackle. I think projections can be slow to catch up because what they often do is sometimes they tell you what a guy is right now in the NFL. Does not evaluate offensive linemen in that strategy. They will evaluate what you can be if you're a younger player, right? And I think that goes back to Lamu, who absolutely has all the tools, size, mentality of a top 15, top 10 kind of pick. And I'll tell you this right now, what helps him more than anything, this tackle class hasn't played very well this season compared to summer expectations. A lot of guys are going to have to move inside the guard. Some of them don't have the length. Some of them don't. Lamu has everything. So I ultimately thought going into this year there was a good chance he would return for another season and then go be a top 5 to 8 pick. But once again, it could be a strikes while the iron is hot kind of guy, and would not shock me if he's actually the first tackle taken in this draft if he declared.
I probably should also be playing closer to about 325, but that was my 20s. All right, buddy. We appreciate you. Great stuff. And I'm sure we'll bug you to be on several times between now and April, man. Appreciate
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks so much. Enjoy the weekend.
You too, bud. Connor Rogers there, NBC Sports and NFL Stock Exchange Podcast. If you haven't heard the Stock Exchange Podcast, that's with Trevor Sikkema. Very fun. Those guys, they're football guys. They're also a lot of fun. Really good. Great stuff there with Connor Rogers. We'll react to what he had to say about the quarterback class. Probably won't talk a lot of Caleb Lamu. That's for March.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No
50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.